Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Got an old friend of ours lined up to talk to you for just a little bit. Right now, his name is Rick Stroud. He's a communications manager at the International Association of Administrative Professionals. This is their week. Today is their day. And as you know, we interviewed a real live administrative professional in the previous hour, Jonah Vagliano. Had a great visit with her and got some good information out of her on this profession. And Rick's here to talk to us about the whole profession, the overall overarching profession, and the folks that he represents in his organization. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. I look forward to talking to you every year.
We have a good time every year, don't we? We've been doing it. I think this is our sixth year, Rick.
Yes, and you know, it's important to focus on this profession because sometimes it doesn't get a lot of recognition, and this is our chance to educate the public about the roles and responsibilities of administrative staff.
I think that's a really important way to look at it. I do think that there's an education process, not only for the general public, but for people who might want to fill this role, who might want to follow this profession, and especially for those who would be employing administrative professionals.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad to hear that you had someone actually in the profession earlier. And perfect. So I'm you're right up to snuff. You always are, Jim.
Well, Rick, the role of an administrative professional has changed significantly. I asked Joan of Agliano in the last hour, I asked her if she actually knew any secretaries these days. And she said really she says she does know some, but there really aren't that many, left. And more of them consider themselves to be administrative professionals. Not so much that there's anything wrong with being a secretary, but just that the job has expanded so much that secretary really doesn't quite get it, does it?
Yeah. Well, Jim, you know, there are millions of secretaries still working out there, and very proud to hold that title. In fact, if you look at the origins of the secretarial profession, the word secretary comes from the root word secret, or meaning a confidant or trusted agent in business. So that role is still very, very much, very, very important. And there's millions of secretaries working out there. It's still a vital, a good title to have, but our research showed that, especially in the last 10 years or so, that there's been a lot more titles being used for administrative staff, such as administrative assistant, administrative services manager, office coordinator, a lot of alternative titles. So that's the main reason we changed the name of the Professional Secretaries Week to Administrative Professionals Week, because we found that while all secretaries are certainly administrative professionals, not all administrative professionals have that title secretary anymore.
Right.
So, this was not done. Anybody who has that title of secretary and is proud to hold that title, you should be proud, because it's a century-old position. It's still vital in business. But we have to recognize that there are a lot more titles being used for better or worse.
But when we think about the roles that they fill, Rick, we know for example, I mentioned in the last hour that I've had secretaries, I've had administrative professionals in my career working for me, whether I was the whether we were both working for another company or whether it was my company, and I'm pretty sure nobody has ever typed a letter for me.
Well, and that's
because I know how to type, and I've always had my own capability, and maybe I think I was probably ahead of the curve in a lot of ways, but I wanted to write my own letters, and the more capable we got with technology, the easier it was for me to do that, to do it on a computer and print it out on my own printer. More and more people are doing that sort of thing, and so that element of what secretaries used to do a lot of is really not that much anymore, is it?
And you're absolutely correct. And you know what? The public perception of that is, why do we need secretaries anymore if managers are doing their own letters and you know, filing their own files and electronic filing and doing their own clerical tasks. Well, actually, you know, you won't find too many secretaries that want to go back to the old days.
No.
In fact, many secretaries, administrative assistants are writing their own correspondence and answering their own emails and handling customers and clients and vendors.
Absolutely.
And communicating with them. So I think it's allowed. I don't think it's a threat at all that managers are doing their own correspondence.
Well, in fact, it makes the organization much more productive, because it's really unproductive for me to dictate a letter to somebody, then write it down, then go type it up, bring it back to me, and then me edit it, and then go back and forth a couple of other edits.
When
that can all be done at one setting, it's actually technology has made, and the ability to type has made us more productive. We got more to come after these messages. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with Rick Stroud. He's with the International Association of Administrative Professionals. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And Rick Stroud is our guest. He's with the International Association of Administrative Professionals. And Rick, that song's for you. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Jim.
Sixth year in a row for you guys to join me on the show to talk about these very important people. And folks, I'll give you an example of how far back I go with these guys. I have letterhead in your file here, Rick, that you guys sent me the very first year. And here's the title on the letter. Here's the top of the letterhead: Professional Secretaries International.
That's correct.
That was back in 98. That's what you guys called yourself. And you realized that, you know what, the workplace is evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be a little more inclusive, and more people were realizing that as you said earlier, there still are secretaries out there, but regardless of what they call themselves, whether they consider themselves to be a secretary or an administrative assistant or an administrative professional or whatever they call themselves, the truth is their job today has become, in my opinion, more of an executive job than an assistant's job.
You're right, Jim. It is more of I call it a kind of an information management position these days.
Well, the reason I call it an executive job, Rick, is because today these folks make so many decisions on their own. They take initiative on their own, I think, much more than maybe they did 20 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we did a recent study, and some of the skills came out of this survey were written and verbal interpersonal communications was number one, and what they do every day: critical thinking, decision making, greeting and serving customers, working with mail, working with records management. These days,
maintaining the websites.
Yes, they're doing project management. They're meeting. They're planning meetings and special events. They're handling website maintenance. They're doing desktop publishing. They're preparing presentations for their executives.
PowerPoint presentations, all that.
Yes, PowerPoint. Yes,
yeah.
They're working reports.
We've come a long way from the IBM Selectric, haven't we?
Yes, we have. In fact, you know, that's what this profession. You know, anybody in this profession should be proud of the fact that they saw the light, and they weren't the first to really embrace the computer software, because it made a lot of the more mundane aspects of this job much easier. In that, you know, today they're working with sophisticated spreadsheet software, working with corresponding through email and calendaring software.
Managing projects online, many meetings these days are web-based.
Absolutely, absolutely. Even
and so it requires smart people, it requires education, it
mm-hmm.
requires training, it requires people who can take initiative, people who can work on their own, who can manage themselves and manage other people, manage budgets, and these are very high level positions. Now, but let me ask you this question: Do you see the compensation for these jobs rising commensurate with the assignments?
No, I think it's getting better, and it's getting better. But I really think if you look at the average salaries compared to the responsibilities the administrative staff are taking on, I think salaries are too low for this field in general. So, now, so salaries are all over the place.
Do you think, let me ask you this question, do you think that maybe that's one of the reasons why more and more people aren't wanting to go in to call themselves this, to, as you know, as an administrative assistant? They're really kind of wanting to get more into the VP track or the manager track, that kind of thing, because those titles typically, you think of them as making more money. Is that part of the problem, you think?
Well, I think part of the problem has to do with the historical perception of the secretarial profession being just a clerical position, low level support, low paying, not much career advancement. However, especially in the last 20 years or so, I think the field has actually gotten a lot better in advancement opportunities, and compensation has improved. Don't get me wrong. You know, there are some administrative assistants, high-powered ones at high level, making upwards of $50,000, $60,000 a year or more.
Right.
Average salaries right now are around $33,000. But, you know, we see salaries all over the place, from the lower 20s upwards of upper 70,000 and above. Mm-hmm. The median range is usually in the neighborhood of $30,000 to $40,000. Now, when you look at some of the advanced roles and that they're taking on, they are almost like middle managers, paramanagers. So, to me, you know, at the lower end of that scale for a skilled administrative assistant, you know, I would say the wisest employers are going to compensate if they want to keep someone, compensate them fairly, pay higher than average.
Right.
That way, you're going to have a top-notch person on your team. It's more going to have more job satisfaction.
Well, here's what I tell people, Rick. Imagine what would happen to your business tomorrow if that person that we're talking about just didn't come in, didn't show up.
And that's true.
Imagine what that would cost your business to get this person back up, you know, the new person back up to speed. I mean, any owner, any manager who assumes that because somebody is willing to be called, you know, would prefer to be called administrative professional instead of, you know, say, demanding to be a VP, if that they can take advantage of that and not pay them what they're worth, is, in my opinion, is making a terrible mistake for their company.
Well, yeah, and just some tips for managers. I mean, if you're a manager out there, you know, delegate for results. Let your administrative assistant know what needs to be done and let them, he or she, figure out how to do it. Think about you and your administrative assistant as a team, and act accordingly. Let your colleagues know that your administrative assistant speaks and acts for you.
Right.
Offer training. Listen to your administrative
assistant. And get your own coffee too. I learned that in that 9 to 5 movie too. Get your own coffee.
Right.
Stand by, Rick. We're going to be right back after these messages, and we're going to ask. I'm going to ask Rick about the International Association of Administrative Professional Organization. How to find out about them and to join the organization. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with us today. It's good to be with you as always. And don't forget to check out my website when you get a chance, jbsba.com or jimblassingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And we're having a record month on the website. More visitors, more page views, more subscribers than ever before. And I just want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for taking advantage, not just because you come to our site, but because I think that means that you're trying to find out about how to do a better job in your small business. And we'd like to think that we're contributing to that by the content that we post on our website that's available to you for free. It's all available right there, paid for through the support of our excellent sponsors. And I encourage you to take advantage of that. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Rick Stroud is our guest. He's Manager of Communications at the International Association of Administrative Professionals. And, Rick, we need to get your website, please.
Yes, it's at www.iaap-hq.org.
iaap-hq.org.
Dot org.
Okay. And, or if you want to Google them, Just type International Association of Google, Administrative Professionals.
If you Google, you put IWP or International Association of Administrative Professionals, will come up pretty prevalently.
Yeah. And tell us about the organization and who you serve.
Yes. Well, our association was started in 1942 as the National Secretaries Association. And as you mentioned before, in 1998, we changed our name to the International Association of Administrative Professionals, just to recognize that more titles were being used and to open up our association to other administrative support staff titles. We have around 40,000 members and affiliates worldwide, 600 chapters in just about every major city in the United States and Canada and internationally as well. We are a professional association. Members pay dues, annual dues, which are very reasonable. And we publish an excellent magazine called Office Pro, which has tips and productivity
and
tips.
And that's part of the membership, right?
That's what you get for your membership. We
now,
put on
now
excellent.
If I'm out there locally and I want to sort of, you know, find out who else is in my community.
Yes.
Can they find that in a local phone book or anything, or would they just
ask around, or go to your website? Contact our headquarters. Go to the website. Our phone number here at our headquarters office here in Kansas City. That's where we're headquartered, is 816-891-6600. That's 816-891-6600. And ask for the membership department, and they can give you local contacts. Our chapters are wonderful. They put on educational programs locally, you know, networking opportunities.
You know, back in the 70s when I was with Xerox, mm-hmm. that's one of the things I did every year was to support the local administrative professionals, as they call themselves, as we said, secretaries in those days. But uh-huh. I supported them in a number of things. They were always putting on some kind of an educational program for their members.
And who best to organize an educational program? I bet you it was done to
oh,
a T.
Yeah.
Organized
no,
to
had,
a T.
They had their cornflakes together every time, no question about it. But if they wanted to find out about a local chapter, about maybe starting a local chapter...
Yes, even that. Call our headquarters office. You know, we have 600 chapters, but there are some cities without a chapter. And I feel bad sometimes when somebody calls, oh, we don't have a chapter in that area. So, you know, call our headquarters office. If you've got a group of people that might want to start a local chapter in your community, let us know.
But now, we have people listening all over the world, and I know you call yourself an international organization. Tell us about that.
Yes, we've got members and chapters and affiliates in over 25 countries. And then we've got members at large, what we call them, in 60 different countries.
Wow.
So we have members all over the world. We have worldwide connections. In fact, today I conversed with somebody from the Netherlands who needed information on how to mm-hmm. format a Word document. And so that's another thing about association. You've got a worldwide network. If you've got a problem in an office or, you know, you've got people to turn to say, how would you handle this this problem? Or
so you actually bring the community together, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, networking today... It's one of the best things about our association. We're very supportive of each other. We help each other. So it's a great thing to be a member of a professional association.
And that's
we have a certification program, which is kind of the standard of excellence
profession. Professional certification.
Certified professional secretary and certified administrative professional programs.
Rick, I got to stop you for a second. I want to get that website out one more time. Folks, it's IAAP-HQ.org.
Right,
Rick. Rick,
yes,
thank you for being here. Good job today, as always, and we're looking forward. We'll see you again, if not before, next year at this time.
I hope so, Jim.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Stroud, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Happy day to all the administrative professionals out there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.